Thank you, Daniel, for this presentation. And now the last presentation in the row comes after we start with the discussion. Jacob Voss is a student at the Humboldt University. He students library science and computer science. And now he will tell us a little bit about the person data of the German Wikipedia.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'd like to briefly introduce and show you a project we are already done doing at the German Wikipedia with the old way, so not yet RDF, but hope it will become. So, we called it Personendaten, because it's in the German one. The template is named Personendaten. Okay, here my agenda, well, you can see it on the left too, so I'll skip it, we don't have that much time. So first, the motivation. Why we created this? It was in 2004 when the publisher Direct Media created with together with the community in the German Wikipedia the first version of on CD of the German Wikipedia, and during the process of creating this, which was a little bit of pain with the wiki syntax, as you might may think. The CD included a list of all people, so you can search at the CD on all people by name or by year or by town of birth. That's very nice, but it was what was a lot of work, manual work, to create this list. The list contained surname, given name, date, and place of birth. And this information cannot be created fully automatically. It's in text form in the article for human beings, but you can't parse it very easy. And so there were wired things like the name of Jesus was Nazareth Jesus von, like given in surname, because it was done automatically. And so we had to think about something else, how to do it in a semi-manual way. And one solution is to have authority files or create authority files. So in the motivation part, I want to talk a little bit about what are authority files. Most of you won't know, I think you won't know it. Generally it's about names. Names are more complex than we think. We all know Jimbo Wales. Ah, yes, Jimbo Wales is this person. But if you have a look at his name, you can... I just tried some combinations, and I think there are even more how to write Jimbo Wales. And if a computer just reads the string and he checks, is it the same person? You can't match it automatically. So you don't know who are you referring to. Are this two different people or one? And the solution in the world of libraries... Oh.
Again.
In the world of libraries, they have to deal with a large amount of names. The solution is authority files. Very huge authority files are created in the library world for instance, for people's name, but also for names of institutions, for titles of books, for locations. And the largest one for names of people, the Library of Congress name authorities at the Library of Congress, and the Personennamendatei PND at the Deutsche Bibliothek. But there are some other things like our authority files, for instance, the union list of artist names. And in these files, there is collected for each person what is his official name, how you should write it. There's a poster about this Personennamendatei and the exchange, and there's also tomorrow a presentation, so I won't tell a lot more about this. Again. So, and there are authority files, and there are a lot of bibliographic databases and books. We can't just ignore For instance, in Germany, Allgemeine Neue Deutsche or Neue Deutsche Bibliographie, around 20,000 records of people. And the largest one probably is this World Biographical Information System. It collects, it combines multiple other works and contains around 10 million records. Unluckily, it's you have to pay for it, so we can ignore it. We need in Wikipedia. We need some time to reach this number, but maybe. Yes, and there is Wikipedia. It also contains a bibliographical database because around 20% of all articles are about single persons. And our goal was to extract these articles about person and to create specific data that a machine can read. And so we created a template, a magic template, like the town boxes, with a fixed number of data fields. And yes, and the template was called Personendaten, and the data fields are the name. That's the official name, so like an authority file, we say this is the name we want, but in the other way around, normally the articles are titled... For this example, Joachim Ringelnatz, and here we want the Ringelnatz Joachim to separate given and surname. Then several alternative names. A lot of people have multiple names. Then Kurzbeschreibung is a short description about what he's doing, a job, or where the person was born. But more exactly, we have the Geburtsdatum with the date of birth, the place of birth, Geburtsort, and the place and date of where the person died. And you can switch this template by CSS on and off because normal users, maybe it's too problematic to have an additional box. We already have this navigation bars and categories, and that's so we switched it off after time, and you can switch it on if you are interested in this. So we had this template, but it was not that easy to add this template to every article about a person. And thankfully, user in the German Wikipedia, Thomas Stieler, I don't know if he's here, unfortunately not. So I'd like to thank him a lot. He's known as User Appa, and he wrote a little tool that parses, it took the SQL dump of the German Wikipedia. Then it parses the first line for each article that is supposed to be an article about a person that you can see at the categories. And it tries to extract these data fields here out of the text. And it should suggest the template you can then insert into the article with this tool in one step. But you have to manually check because of this, things like I showed, this Jesus off and... And normally some data cannot be extracted automatically. And with this tool and the help of Direct Media, they made a little party in Berlin and invited every Wikipedian. And there we sat around and talked a lot and used this tool. And in some days we added with other Wikipedians around 30,000 Personendaten to almost all articles about a person in the German Wikipedia. Yeah. After that, there's ABBA implemented another tool to add another data field we have not in the Personendaten yet to create a link to the Personennamendatei, so we can exchange data with them, or we can search in the online in the OPAC in the library catalog. But this you have to look at the poster. There's more details. There are more details about this. So I'll skip. So yeah, that was how we implemented it, and then we have the data all in the articles, and we can analyze it. And I analyzed it this way, writing a little data warehouse. So first, took the SQL dump, passed only this template, so the single person data records. Then pass the single data fields, place of birth, name, alternative names. Then normalization and cleaning was needed. It took some time, especially for the date. Normally you think, yeah, date, that's very easy, but there's around the year 2002 or February or maybe this date, so a lot of different ways to write the date, and I try to normalize it more and more. And then I split up some of the data fields, more the date data field. So for some people we only know the century, or we only know the year, and for some we have the exact date. And so I split it up. So there's in a database the year, the century, the month, the day, and so on for each person. And this in the one database, one data warehouse, with fine dedicated facts, and these are the facts we could also modelize with RDF, and you can do analysis on this. So just a few examples here. What do we have? How many articles about people in the German Wikipedia? Here plotted on the day, year of birth for each person we have. And I think it's not for wondering. We have more people in the 20th century because there were more people, or you know more about them. And yeah, so this is a little statistic about how many people we have that are born in each year. And I think it's better to create something like this out of a single database or out of a RDF dump than out of categories you don't know if they are, how exact they are. Or you can do a lot of other analysis here. Only one example. So I created I looked at the average lifetime of people over time. So for each century, every person that lived in this century, and I just counted the lifetime of the people died. First in the first 5 or 10 centuries, it's not very so that there are so not enough people to give a good number. But here, starting from the 10th century, you can calculate it very good, and yeah, the people are getting older and older, as you may know. Or you can have a lot of other question analysis, for instance, the most common surnames, the oldest people in there, and you can check, like another presentation already showed, if the date of birth is before the date of when they died, and things like that. So that example for analysis. Yeah, and of course, once you have the data, you can create a search. You can search on it. Here, I implemented a very quick prototype of a search engine. It's publicly available. So, if you call this page, you just get a list of all people born at born today, or you can enter another day. You get the list of all the people born at this date or died at this date, or you can search by given and surname, but this is only a prototype. Yeah, so that's what you can do with the Personendaten data, but to get into direction of semantic web, you can also like to suggest it's combined with other data, and then you can answer interesting question, like for instance here, that's a question we could already answer with what we already have. So with the question, what are famous 19th century scientists of this town? So if I was in Stockholm now, I ask this question, and I can extract out of the Personendaten the date of birth and when the people died, so 19th century people. And I want scientists, so I can have the number 3 here. Have a look at the categories, where's category scientists. It's not that exact like we heard the categories, but it's worth a try. Then scientists of this town, and we also have in some articles the geographical coordinate in another template, and then we can extract it, and with GPS the system can know now I'm at the town Stockholm, And so the people, the person who are born and linked, the born is linked to this article, can be extracted. And well, what is famous, we could count the number of inlinks of this person to say, well, this person is more famous than another. It's only heuristic, but so in this way, I think combining a lot of information that's already in there, where we can answer interesting questions like that. Yeah. So in summary, what has been done in what way? First, data fields were created using a special templates. We could also use typed links, but we don't have yet. And then a tool was created to insert and to transform and to check the data. And such additional tools are very, very useful because editing semantic data by hand, it's not that easy like just writing a text. You have to think more about it and to be more strict how to write it. And we link to authority files via we use their ID numbers. I skipped this a little bit, so please have a look at the poster or ask me afterwards. And then the magic is just to like already heard, just to extract this data and especially combine it with other sources, combine it with other data, so we can answer a lot of interesting questions. So thanks.